what I can tell you is this is just the continued proliferation of firearms, in particular assault weapons, and it's going to continue to happen until something is done. But, you know, most states, some states have what we call safe storage laws, and a lot of states don't have any. Like Florida doesn't have a safe storage law. In fact, Florida doesn't have any controls on firearms at all. And a lot of people are shocked when I say that, and I say, no, a firearm preemption law passed in, about a year ago stripped out the very last gun control laws we have. So, you know, that's if you're going to have a continued proliferation of guns, why you're going to have problems.
So we always hear people say things like, you know, guns don't kill people, people kill people. What do you say to those statements?
Well, look at what's happening. They don't look at the statistics. You know, we're losing over 30,000 people a year to gun violence, and we don't even count the ones that are injured or disabled, you know, and it just keeps going on and on. And gun violence is kind of a strange phenomenon. Unless you've been involved in one, people don't pay much attention to the issue. But what can you do when you anybody can buy one of these guns? You can buy them at a gun show. You can buy them on the internet. You can buy them from Uncle Joe. You can buy them any way you want. And why should people be surprised that these aren't getting into the hands of criminals and or people who are mental problems? And you know, it's people just have to. Learn that if you continue to sell more and more guns and more unregulated guns, why should you be surprised that these kinds of things happen?
So what else needs to be done, and what can we really just do now?
Well, we're looking for a solution on the federal level, really. State gun control laws are not very effective. A lot of them have been stripped out by the NRA, and that's what's happened in Florida. We need to reinstate the ban on assault rifles. You know, we had one for 10 years, and then they let it expire. And now we see those 16 makes of weapons that were in that list are starting to appear at gun scenes again. Maybe Obama in his second term will decide to do something, because I'm afraid the only solution that we're ever going to have has to come on the federal level, because the states are not going. This state of Florida isn't going to pass a gun control law of any kind, and never has passed a gun control of any kind. So maybe we're looking at the federal level to have something done. But I've seen study after study or public surveys. The people consider, you know, we need to do more about guns in America. And we're not doing anything. And, we're not even talking about it.
And speaking of at the state level, are you familiar with recent reports that came out that show that Florida is quickly approaching a million people who have permits to carry concealed weapons?
Let's see, 1/16 of the population is armed. You know, we have 16 million people now. A million have a concealed weapons permit. A million poorly trained, poorly vetted people carrying guns, and pretty soon they're going to have an open carry law here in Florida. And we found out how bad shape the concealed weapons permit program is. Due to the Stand Your Ground law, a lot of those shooters in those programs and that got into those situations had a concealed weapons permit, and they just couldn't deal with the situation they ran into. So we're looking maybe at a national right to carry law. We hate it, but it may be the only way we can get a standardized control, because these controls vary considerably from state to state. Some states have a lot of control around firearms, and the next state doesn't have any at all. So, you know, if you can't get one here, go to the next state and get one.